Good day. I'm Mary Engish with VPR News. The Vermont Health Department reports 24 new cases of COVID-19, with new cases found in 10 of the state's 14 counties. This brings Vermont's total case number to 2,043. Currently, two people in Vermont are in the hospital with the disease. Two are hospitalized under investigation. Of the 24 new cases, five each are in Chittenden and Windham counties, three each in Addison and Washington counties. There are two new cases each in Bennington and Orleans counties, and the health department reports one new case in each of Franklin, Windsor, Orange, and Lamoille counties. The state of Vermont says it's ready to begin distribution of COVID-19 vaccine when it arrives as soon as the end of this year. Governor Phil Scott says his administration submitted its COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan to the Centers for Disease Control last week.
And while the federal government hasn't given us the quantity of vaccines we'll receive, please know we'll be prepared to distribute whatever we get, whether it's one or 623,000.
Scott says healthcare workers, first responders, and staff and residents of long-term care facilities will likely be first in line to receive the vaccine. Scott says the state will rely on hospitals, primary care doctors, and pop-up clinics to administer those vaccines. Residents in Fairfax will have another recreational option this winter. After a year of planning and recent community fundraising efforts, a new outdoor ice rink is coming soon. According to the St. Albans Messenger, the rink will be installed at the Fairfax Community Park near a recreation path, fields, and a pavilion. Recreation Director Brian LeClaire, says he hopes the rink will be a place where locals can meet and spend time outdoors, which is even more important now.